Hope you had a great weekend. Let's get back to work. Hillary Clinton was the highlight of last week. Her testimony didn't yield much news. Saw a little bit of outrage, saw a little bit of emotion. And I was just amazed at the repetitiveness of most of the Republicans' questions and how not one Democrat seemed remotely curious about the Secretary of State's role in all this. She took responsibility, if you think about it, but she never actually took responsibility because it never got to her, essentially, was her claim. The decision not to send security, the decision not to send reinforcements. Michael Goodwin, New York Post columnist. Welcome back, Michael.
Good morning, Brian.
That's what you wrote about. Her farewell act was
right.
A strong one for her.
Well, look, first of all, on the issue of responsibility you mentioned, it's really responsibility without accountability. Nobody gets held accountable. So to say I'm responsible without any consequences and then effectively to deny any real operational responsibility is to say I'm responsible, but there are no consequences for my responsibility. That's not real responsibility.
Would you think of last night's interview, the sit down for 30 minutes on 60 Minutes with Hillary and the president?
Brian, I couldn't stand to watch it, so I read about it instead.
Well, I tell you, it yielded no news. It would have been interesting if it was 1 month after she was named. Wow, how did you guys get together? That's interesting. Thanks. Now let's move on to topics and challenges. But they talked a half hour about how they came together. That's old news. That's 4.5 years ago.
Well, that's right. And I also think that CBS was used, and of course they're willing victims in this, but the president wanted to do this, and CBS did it. The fact that they had this opportunity that CBS didn't really get into Benghazi, we still don't know about what happened there. I mean, and Brian, this is the galling thing about the way the administration's handled it. It's galling about the way the Republicans missed the opportunity at Congress. But just remember, there were all these warnings. There were our earlier attempts to invade our consulate in Benghazi. Other countries pulled out because of the violence. We did not. We lost our ambassador and three other brave Americans. And the administration tells us it's all in reaction to a video. And they have never really recanted that story. They've never said that story was wrong. They've just let the new narrative kind of leak out little by little. And so last week you heard, I think, even John Kerry in his testimony the next day said, we all know what happened to Benghazi. So what they did was create a false narrative when it suited them in the election. And then once the election is passed, the real truth kind of leaks out as though it was the truth all along. I mean, it is outrageous. And for Clinton, frankly, not to be asked repeatedly the key questions and to be able to dodge all the answers. Yeah. And look, I mean, I think it was a terror attack on the United States. And does that mean the president is now immune from even that?
Well, how about this? Michael, for the first time since 1980, U.S. ambassador is killed. And
right.
The word is that they never got up to her. Every cable that comes in has Hillary Clinton's name on it, so she doesn't see anything. So I don't think anything's been fixed. Now we know that any Secretary of State would never gets any of these urgent pleas for security, especially a friend of hers who could probably get her on the cell phone, can't
right.
get through to her. So what has changed?
From right.
now on, ambassadors can get through to her? What has changed?
Well, look, it is mostly what I wrote about on Sunday with the president and Hillary Clinton. You have now this kind of electoral lock among for the president among black voters and for Hillary Clinton among female voters. And so they're not accountable anymore. The political system is designed to hold politicians accountable by virtue of voters. Voters have, for there to be ultimate checks and balances,
yep.
It's about democracy. It's a representative democracy, so we see that Congress is the first line of failure. But if voters no longer hold public officials accountable for the big issues that happen on their watch, then democracy can't function. If the
right.
game is now politically just to get a lock of voters who are yours no matter what you do on the basis of identity politics, whether it's race or gender or something else, ethnicity, and you are no longer challenged because you have this fearsome electoral army behind you, then what's the point of democracy? Because it's no longer about your performance. It's only about your race or your gender.
Michael Goodwin's with us, New York Post, FoxNews.com columnist. Michael, the other thing is, I just want to get to this. Now, I know Hillary Clinton works hard. No one doubts that. We know her. She's extremely intelligent. Now we could say she's extremely experienced. But can you please tell me why everyone's saying, including the president, one of the greatest secretaries of states in our lifetime? Could you name a treaty, a doctrine, a envoy that's brought us peace with Pakistan, better relations with Russia, has got us more understanding from China, was able to put in place a viable candidate that's not corrupt to replace Hamid Karzai? Could you tell me if we actually responsibly got out of Iraq? I don't know what she did.
Well, that you've just made my point, exactly, that there is no legacy here other than she, as I said in my column, she came, she cried, and she conquered. By showing up at the Senate, she was deemed to have succeeded. It's all triumph. It's all about, isn't she great? What did she do? You know, there's this myth that she's the most widely traveled Secretary of State. Do you know, Brian, even that isn't true? That actually, Hillary Clinton flew, by the State Department's own count, about 950,000 miles in her four-year tenure. Condoleezza Rice flew over 1 million miles, but Hillary Clinton visited more countries. Now, you know,
great. Good luck, yeah, in Uruguay.
That's widely traveled, right? So the idea that all this myth building about her continues when the facts don't even support it. As you say, as I wrote in the column, there is not one single country that was an adversary 4 years ago that is now a friend. Quite the opposite. There are friends who are now worried. Poland, Israel, Colombia.
What about the opportunity with Chavez's illness to take advantage of our nemesis in South America? He's down for the count. We could have been working with Venezuela and let them know you could come back into the normal family of nations if you get rid of this loser. Indications that we even tried to fill that gap.
We are, the Obama doctrine is retreat. And America is withdrawing from the world stage. Presence is largely one of money and drones. We are withdrawing. We are kind of locking up with the international community. Remember those great phrases, our international partners, the United Nations and other organizations. There's no more American unilateral action. We lead from behind. And all of this mush-mouth talk that just says America is in retreat. And I think we will regret this. I think the world is already regretting it. I mean, we prop up Morsi in Egypt, which is a Muslim Brotherhood now declaring martial law. You tell the people of Egypt that we helped them by getting rid of Mubarak. We didn't help them. We just replaced one dictator with another. The difference is we had a dictator that was at least friendly to us. Now we have a Muslim Brotherhood government.
And the president's response yesterday when asked by Steve Croft about his foreign policy, he says he's so hands-off. And in the background, he says, tell that to Muammar Gaddafi. Right. Muammar Gaddafi was gone because the French kicked us there, kicking and screaming. Hillary Clinton urged us to do it. But you could be critical of George Bush all you want, but at least he took part in post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. We did not take part in post-Muammar Gaddafi Libya.
Well, and that's how we got the Chris Stevens murder.
Yep.
I mean that's you look at what's going on with Al-Qaeda in North Africa. And first of all, Brian, I should say, I mean, I don't for a minute believe any of this is easy, but nor do I think it's fair for President Obama to claim victory, because these things have not worked out yet. They still could, or they could go horribly wrong. But to say that things are better, I think it's a load of bull. And for the president and Secretary Clinton to say we're great because of it, these are triumphs,
right,
I think they're going to come to regret those words, just like George Bush came to regret that Mission Impossible banner that he stood before. I think they're going to regret things like last night when they're calling this.
That was a Freudian slip. It was mission accomplished.
Yes. What did I say?
You said Mission Impossible.
Sorry about that.
Well, no problem. Hey, Michael, you are fired up. I feel bad for anybody in your way today. You're going to mow them down.
All right.
And get that typewriter going for your next column. Michael Goodwin, New York Post columnist and FoxNews.com. Always great, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you, Brad.